Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, welcome back to Moments for Missions, and it's great to be in the studio today. And along with me, I have a young missionary on deputation. His name is Noah Bake, and I've said that when he goes to other countries, it may be Noah Bach or maybe Noah Bake, but Noah Bake, and he and his family are headed to over Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo area. So we're going to be hearing from him all this week. But Noah, tell us a little bit about who you are, where you grew up, how you found Christ, and some of those things.
Yeah, like you said, my name's Noah Bake. I grew up in northern Michigan, up there in the woods. And my dad was a pastor of a storefront church up there growing up. And I found the Lord at a younger age, ripe age, I'd say. When I was very little, I was sitting in junior church and somebody told me to pray a prayer in your head and you'll be saved, essentially. And that wasn't real. And I fought with that for many years. But eventually, the Lord just wouldn't allow me to continue like that. He was working on my heart. And I broke down one day and I said, you know, I'm going to get this settled. I already know. I've heard the gospel enough. I know what to do. And I got it settled then and there. Later on, God called me to missions, and that's why we're here.
And anybody listening out there, I think Noah has good advice for you. If you're not sure that you're saved, you need to take care of that, and you can do that right now where you're at. Understanding Christ died on the cross. He completed the work, and we just trust him. So that's great. Now, you grew up in Michigan, and it's not warm in Michigan.
No, it's not.
But you're not going to Michigan. You're going to Central Africa.
Yes.
And it's anything but cold there.
Yeah, I was just home the other day, and there was about 1.5 feet of snow on the ground right now in April. And it's crazy what's going on up there.
So you're a married man. No, you're young. Tell us how young you are.
I am 28 years old.
Well, 28 around here, that's a baby. Yeah, am I? 28 years old, and you're a married man, though.
Yes, sir.
And your wife is Catherine?
Yes.
And you have?
I have a almost 2-year-old child. It'll be 2 in June. And then I have my wife is 33 weeks pregnant.
Amen.
Right now.
So let's back up there. How did you two meet?
So I ended up moving to her church. So I went to Bible college and graduated and still didn't find anybody that would have me. And I ended up graduating and didn't really have anywhere to go yet. I wasn't sure, you know, if I should go home or if I should had some other options on the table I was praying over. And a mentor of mine was out of my wife's church. And he threw that option on the table coming down there and being at her church. And I prayed over those options. I ended up moving down there and we met and it was a blessing.
Amen. If you're going to go to Africa as a missionary, you need a good wife. I can promise you that. In fact, I would not be much in favor of sending a single man to work in Africa because if you didn't have a wife.
You will have one soon.
You would. My wife, we lived in Senegal, my family and I. 16 years we lived in Senegal. Every week some lady asked me to be her husband.
Yes.
So with my wife standing beside me sometime. So you and Catherine, you've been married obviously over 2 years.
Yes. We would be married 4 years in October.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting talking with you this week about Africa, but how did you find out about BIMI?
It's an interesting story about that. You know, I don't know if I have the complete time to tell the whole story, but, you know, I just kind of got a phone call out of the blue from Brother Bowman. And some people that I know kind of set me up with all that, and it just kind of happened. It was really a blessing how that happened.
Well, we'll let you talk more about that story tomorrow because we are praying all the time for God to send laborers into the harvest field. That's the prayer that the Lord gave to us. So we'll look forward to hearing more about God's working in your life as we come back on the program tomorrow. We'll look forward to that time.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.